This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 15 years ago, the United Nations set a goal of stopping the spread of HIV by this year. We didn't quite make that, obviously, but Tim Fitzsimmons reports now on the costs and the benefits of the progress that has been made.
With 35 million people living with HIV and millions still suffering from AIDS, it can be hard to see how to bend the curve on the spread of this virus. But right here, in this office building off of North Capitol Street in Washington, D.C., is the District of Columbia Department of Health, which has successfully bent D.C.'s curve of new HIV infections in the right direction.
We had about 1,300 new cases at a peak in 2007, and we're just under 500 as our preliminary numbers for 2013.
That's Michael Carfin, head of the Health Department's HIV/AIDS office. He says the district's aggressive three-pronged strategy of outreach, treatment, and prevention is the secret to its success. Outreach means finding and testing as many people as possible in schools, hospitals, and on street corners. Sometimes you have to opt out of a test. Treatment means getting those positive people onto HIV medications so they stay healthy.
And now, based on science, we know that people who are in treatment and achieve viral suppression actually are less likely to transmit, as much as by 96%.
Prevention means needle exchanges, safer sex ad campaigns, and the distribution of millions of free condoms. All this was achieved, Carfin says, with an annual budget of around $85 million. Another thing he says is the close relationship between D.C.'s government and its medical providers. 14 blocks across town is Whitman Walker Health. Its clientele has a large portion of LGBT and low-income people, two groups that bear a disproportionate burden of HIV infection. Richard Ellian, the clinical research director, says D.C.'s success shows that an aggressive strategy works up to a point.
You can show that over a four-year period, you can reduce the incidence of HIV by 70%, and that you get really marked improvements. But that last 30% over time is not showing a decline. And that now is really where the illness is.
So the question now is, how do public health officials hit a shrinking target? Ellian says they have to get creative. Whitman Walker runs public health studies and surveys that look at the next generation of HIV/AIDS treatments, everything from new meds to cold hard cash, paying people a couple hundred bucks a year if they stay undetectable and thus uninfectious. Compare that to around $20,000 in medication costs each year for every new infection.
If you look at other diseases, this same kind of falling off of success is common. And you look at diabetic control, same issues. The difference is that HIV, because it's an infectious disease, has ramifications.
Whitman Walker's surveys helped to show that a new prevention strategy known as PrEP, which involves taking HIV medication to prevent infection, works in the real world. Methods like these, known as biomedical interventions, should chip away at that shrinking target, says Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And as for those lofty Millennium Development Goals, he says it's okay to miss.
But when you set a goal and strive for it, although you may not reach precisely the goal that you set, it increases the energy, it increases the effort, and it increases, you know, the faith that you're going to get there.
The ultimate goal, Fauci says, is a world of HIV zero. No more AIDS deaths and no more HIV transmissions. Fauci and other scientists say that day probably won't come until we have a safe and effective vaccine. And that is at least a decade away. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.